Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
We're going to get the man on the scene who can tell us what's going on in Detroit, Tiger panic, Lions hubris, whatever it may be. He's not just a very, very talented morning show host with John Jansen, former Michigan offensive tackle. He's also a gentleman to boot. Jim Costa joining us now on the fan hotline of 97.1 The Fan, 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit. Jim, I got the station wrong, but that doesn't change anything else about how I feel about you, friend. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks. I won't hang up. I'll stay for the interview anyway.
And this is going to be like Greg Olson and Dave Portnoy 2.0. I will ask you here, what's behind the Tiger slide to this point?
No, hold on. I thought we were going to start with the Lions so I could feel good. You're going to make me start with the Tigers who are in this descent into darkness. Fine, we can start there. Just about everything has gone wrong for this baseball team. We can't hit. You guys can't give up any runs, so it's a terrible match for Detroit. The bats have been cold. Starting pitching has been shaky in the bullpen. You know, few and far between guys you can count on right now. We're in a free fall, and it's, at least locally, it's a bit ridiculous we find ourselves in this spot, but it's going to come down to the wire now.
Yeah, 15.5 game lead is down to 1. Just want to remind you of that.
Thank you.
The panic meter, scale of 1 to 10, what's it read?
You know, it's so funny. We've done this daily, and last week I was like, oh, I'm like a 3. You know, it's going to be okay, and just split. One of the last two games with the Guardians at Comerica Park, they lost both, including the school bull start. But I go, you know what, I'm probably a 5 or 6. And then the Tigers didn't win a single game over the weekend. Yeah, we're quickly approaching 8 out of 10 here.
So with that, Jim, earlier in the show, I asked the question, is this a must-win from the Guardian side of things? I said no, because you got 2 more games after this, and you've got the pitching edge. But I personally think it is a must-win for the Tigers, given who's on the bump for you guys. Do you feel tonight is a must-win for the Tigers, even though you got 2 more games after this?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the talk in the Tiger postgame has been, hey, when we wake up in the morning, we'll still be in first place. Or, you know, hey, this is still a first-place ball club. They lose today. It's back-to-back Scooble losses to Cleveland. They'll wake up in the morning and they'll be tied without the tiebreaker. I would say we're going to have to look at ourselves in the wild card section of the standings, and it becomes that much more real that they would not only lose the division but put the playoff spot in jeopardy. Yeah, it's a must-win for the Tigers.
What have you heard coming from that Tiger clubhouse? How tight are they right now?
You know, they're saying all the right things, but you also have to look at body language, and sometimes it doesn't match up, right? And I do think there's a tension building. You know, I know Riley Green has said we don't feel pressure. Well, maybe you should, because it could be healthy to acknowledge it. But yeah, they've lost 9 of 10, 6 straight on the homestand. There's no doubt about it. Like, it's not good.
So you and I have texted about this. Anytime we get a big collapse in sports, the question becomes, what does this mean for the manager? Are you still as ardent as you were over the weekend that even if the Tigers finish out of the playoffs, nothing will happen to either Scott Harris or A.J. Hinch?
So real quick, I was wondering if you were trolling me, like you want to get Hinch out of this division. Like, I don't think there's any chance he would be fired. And in terms of should he be fired, I think it's actually more a reflection of what he's working with. I think the blame then shifts upstairs to Scott Harris, who has been scorched, skewered for his trade deadline or lack thereof. But even he will be given another shot to right the wrong in the offseason. Neither of these guys are going to get fired no matter how many phone calls we take.
Got to put you on the spot here.
As if we haven't been doing that the entirety of this interview.
Would you,
with fastball after fastball.
Time to buzz the tower for the 12th time. Would you trade a Lions win on Sunday for a Tigers sweep this week?
I think I have to take the Tigers sweep because I believe the Lions will be just fine whether they win or lose against the Browns. I think it's easy to say after you beat the Ravens to feel like, yeah, we're invincible even if we take an unnecessary loss. These games are way more critical for the Tigers. That's the right answer, right? I think Detroit would back me up on that.
I think this is why Detroit isn't seen as a real football town, Jim.
Ah, oh, here we go. Let's talk football. Hey, Nick, I'd be happy to shift the conversation to football if you guys are done talking Blake baseball.
I don't know. I kind of think we're really grooving on this Tigers thing. So I was making this point earlier about how, and I think Cleveland and so Browns fans and Lions fans, there's actually a lot of simpatico there. It kind of reminds
me,
like,
kindred spirits.
Yeah, I mean, we both just done so much losing that it really feels like we understand each other, and yet I think the Tigers are the Guardians' best rivalry, not the Yankees, which I think everybody says and is boring to me. And I think the Pistons are arguably one of the Cavs' best rivals, given the LeBron years and the bad boy Pistons years. Yeah, how much of a rivalry do you think exists between Cleveland and Detroit? Because I think there's a lot. It's just not as much as like Pittsburgh and Cleveland or Baltimore and Cleveland.
I think it's a healthy rivalry. It extends to the college stuff with Ohio State and Michigan. I think
how are they doing,
naturally.
By the way?
What do you mean?
Michigan. I didn't know. Since the national championship, I haven't heard a lot from
any
them.
More coaches get suspended?
No, not yet.
You had a guy named Biff as your interim head coach over the weekend.
And Biff, by the way, inexplicably at the half against Nebraska, just let them have a free Hail Mary. But instead, we're hearing about Haagen-Dazs ice cream after the game. Anyway.
He does seem to like it.
Yeah, well, look, there's a natural rivalry with the college. I would say as a Pistons fan, we don't like the Pacers. We don't like the Cavs. In baseball, the Guardians have always been a thorn in the side of late, and that's what makes this all the more anxious and anxiety riddled what's going on late in the season here. In football, though, you know, we used to play for a trophy in the preseason. Any chance we could bring that back this week and stoke those flames?
Well, you know what?
Not this year. Maybe in a future time. This year, the sun is in the wrong place. The moon is in retrograde, I think. I just don't think, astrologically, I don't think it makes sense for the Browns.
I'm sure you can find a barge, your barge that's up in Detroit, because each team has their own. I'm sure you can find that somewhere in a closet wherever the Lions facility is.
By the way, we do owe you guys a favor for taking care of Green Bay this last weekend, so I'm not mad at the Browns. And you guys seem to understand what's going to happen this week, so there's really no animosity.
Yeah, the Browns are going to win. Of course I understand what's going to happen. We just beat the Packers. We're better than the Lions.
Joe Flacco's just getting warmed up.
Are you guys lying to your listeners again? Is that what we're doing here?
No, it's called pandering. That's not lying. That's a totally different thing, Jim. Come on. So I will ask you. So when expansion comes to baseball shortly, there's only one team I want to make sure of the current AL Central that is in the division, and it's Detroit, because the travel between the two teams is so easy, and I think that makes great for rivalry, on top of the fact that you guys actually have had success and tend to have success when we have success, and which has aided that rivalry. And then I want Pittsburgh and Cincinnati in there as well, again, for transportation purposes, so we can actually have like decent rivalries, unlike Minnesota and Kansas City, who you have to, I think you have to drive 3 years to get to one of those towns to watch baseball. Where are you at this with realignment?
Okay, a couple points. One, we have jets. You can go wherever you want. I'm not really worried about bussing the team to the games here. I don't
Thinking
know that that
fans,
should really be a concern.
Thank you very much, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Big Money.
he flies private.
The second point I wanted to make was A.J. Hitch. We asked him about this when the expansion talk started, and we asked him about who you'd want to be in the Tigers division. And I believe, this was maybe a month ago, I believe the first team he said was Cleveland. Made sense to be a team in a division with Detroit, even if they expand and shift. So, yeah, I think that's echoed by the Tigers.
What was the second team he said?
I don't remember.
Yeah, and who cares? That's all I'm going to say.
Right, all that matters is Cleveland, right? Am I right?
I think we're going to take this for every time you come on now, is all that matters is Cleveland.
Who gets to carry the barge on Sunday there up in Detroit?
man, there's no shortage of dudes, right? I mean, coming off that win last night, I think David Montgomery is everybody's favorite. But then pick any offensive lineman, pick Aiden Hutchinson. Take your pick.
So I really like what you guys have done on the offensive line between Sewell and Decker and the ability to develop offensive linemen up front. And I honestly think this might be the best defensive line in the NFL. I don't know if I can say the best offensive. I haven't watched all of them, but certainly top 10 and maybe even top 5. How do you see that line, or how do you see this matchup against the Browns defensive line versus that strong O-line led by Penei Sewell?
Yeah, let's back up a second here. So the offseason was filled with a few questions on both lines of scrimmage for Detroit, right? So Frank Ragnow retires. That's an all-pro. That's not a guy that's easily replaced. And then the talk is, well, we're going to plug in a rookie, Tate Ratledge, into the right guard spot, bump Graham Glasgow to center, and Christian Mahogany, with one career start, will play left guard. That's certainly not a fortified group on the interior. People were nervous. You're replacing coordinators both sides of the ball. And locally, you can never have enough pass rush. We've been harping on, hey, do they have somebody opposite Aiden Hutchinson? So then fast forward to week one of the season, and whatever your concern was in Detroit, you were right, because it all went wrong against the Green Bay Packers. Since then, it's been very easy to write that off as, okay, they had a lot of MAs, they didn't play in the preseason, can they rebound? And they did, right? The Bears game was emphatic. The Baltimore game, I mean, they answered a lot of the questions. It feels like this offensive line is stabilizing. I mean, Jared Goff hasn't been sacked in the last two games, and they've put up 90 points. So it certainly feels like the offense is back to humming. And defensively, 30 pressures against Baltimore and 7 sacks by 6 different players against the most dangerous quarterback in football, at least, you know, evading pressure. It feels like they're getting a lot of answers on both sides of the line of scrimmage.
Jim, I chide, but you're a gentleman, and beyond this weekend and this week, we do generally wish you guys well. It'd be great to see the Detroit Lions actually win a Super Bowl. Not since you guys beat us in 57 if we really recovered from losing the NFL championship. But, no, seriously, you guys do a great job. Appreciate you. And beside this week, we wish you good luck.
Well, thanks. Appreciate it, guys. Anytime.
I mean, I really gave you like a big build up there, and that, you know, thanks. I really put my heart out there, and you know what? Now I hope we just murder you guys. Okay, that's just not great. We hope we beat your ass this week. There, that was much better.
Look, I just think that the Tigers now become our focus, and I don't have many nice things to say. Check back with me in 3 days.
All right. I'll be gloating the whole time if we win. Jim Costa there of The Ticket in Detroit on the Fan Hotline. Truly, truly talented, truly great guy as well. We'll react to what he had to say and get to the three true outcomes for the Guardians in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. You might have Tarik Skubal on the hill, but the Guardians have Gavin Williams on the bump tonight as well. That's a voice of Jim Costa of The Ticket in Detroit. And I think you can hear, like, whereas I think you're hearing a lot of excitement, a lot of energy in Cleveland, I think desperation is, I don't even know, hopelessness might be the more of the word that you're hearing coming from Detroit. It almost seems like they don't believe, or they no longer believe, this team can pull the nose up on this and save a playoff spot.
Yeah, they see the train coming down the tracks, and they're helpless to get out of the way.
Yeah, like, Lynn, listen, this is recency bias. The Guardians, every game, because of the way the first 140 went, you got to prove it every day that you can keep up what you're doing, specifically with your starting rotation, who has been, dominant isn't even the right word, otherworldly.
Yeah.
Over the last, and it's the bullpen as well. At the same point, like, there are three outcomes for both teams. There is winning the Central, there is securing a wild card spot, and there's missing the playoffs altogether. Up until the Detroit series, I thought the last one was the most likely for the Guardians, even though I was hoping for one of the other two outcomes. Now, I'm watching Detroit play, and I'm like, well, the thing you're doing really well is the thing they're not doing, and they're not built to do because they didn't invest in this offense in the offseason. I think their most likely outcome is now being out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
And that is wild to say, because I think Cleveland is going to win this series, even if they don't win tonight. I think Boston's going to win that series as well, because I just think Boston's a better team right now than you are, too.
We're agreeing way too much today.
I agree.
Maybe this is your birthday present.
Well, I see. I think what's happening is you're agreeing and then disagreeing, and then you go, you flip flop back to agreeing, to where it's like, like you've neutralized me in a way, because, you know, if I get the sense that you disagree, I just keep pushing at that to see, all right, where do we disagree? I think you've learned that if you just tell the rhinoceros, I disagree. No, I agree. But wait, on that same thing, now I disagree again. You've confused me. You know that I'm a primitive ape, and that you have somehow cracked the code on how to confuse me enough where I'm like, I don't know how Daryl feels, guys. Yeah. I think I'm going to sit this one out.
I just feel like the Tigers are cooked.
Yeah.
Regardless of tonight's outcome, I think the inevitable is the Guardians win the next two. They have the tiebreaker going into the weekend atop the division. I like their chances against Texas, and I don't like the Tigers' chances against Boston.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. You've got Messick going on Thursday, and normally, you know, this is going to be like a seventh start. And I'd be thinking, well, that's a rookie in a big spot on Thursday. It is a night game. We don't have that stupid getaway game Thursday. Like, the lights are going to be plenty bright. Well, Detroit's throwing a bullpen game. So that already, it's kind of like, when you defer the kickoff to the second half, you have a 1% chance better of winning that game,
right,
which is why everybody defers. Not everybody, but most teams defer. That's kind of how I feel like when I'm going, at first I had a rookie, but now you're going to have a bullpen game. I don't want to say I've already won that game, but I feel very confident about that game. So now it's just, can you split the next two?
Right. The Guardians are in the driver's seat, in my view. They're obviously on the uptick. They got hot when it matters most. Their pitching has gotten out. In spite of everything that has gone on this season, the bullpen has been spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Bullpens here, we've become spoiled, I think, here in Cleveland. Carl Willis is a magician.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that man gets enough credit externally. I know in the Major League Baseball circles, he's very much respected.
Mm-hmm.
And gets credit. But I'm just talking about external. I don't think Carl Willis gets enough credit for the job he does. The Guardians, for the most part, have had really, really good bullpens, going back to when they were the Indians days as well. They just always seem to find a way to put together good pens.
Mm-hmm.
And then they always seem to find a way to get just enough out of the starting rotation. Because this rotation is not a 7-8 or a complete game rotation.
Mm-hmm.
This pitching staff's like a tag team. Get you 5 or 6, tag, you're it. Finish it off.
Mm-hmm.
And they just...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Have this formula that just is working right now. And it's a lot of fun to watch. I mean, the offense makes you chew your fingernails. And you wonder if anyone can make contact with the baseball at times. But the pitching is just so fun to watch. And Carl Willis is like the mad scientist behind the scenes.
Yeah.
That I think that's really making all of this go.
I mean,
he just doesn't get enough love, in my opinion.
I've talked, if you make the playoffs, now maybe you want to say when you make the playoffs, because you're 6 deep in the rotation, instead of a opener, do you go double up on starting pitchers for that first series where you go, all right, we're going to give Gavin 4, maybe 5 innings, and then maybe you go Cantillo after him? Where, because you have, so instead of trying to like go, all right.
So your 6-man rotation becomes a 3-man rotation,
but you just double up in that first series.
Yeah. and then just getting yourself back to the back end of the bullpen.
Because this is no disrespect.
You try to go 4-4-1 or 4-3-2.
Listen, if you have a great game and Gavin can go 5 or 6, okay, maybe today we're not going to do that. But you go in with a plan of we have to showcase our starters, because you have the opposite plan of last year, where it was like, I got one starter I can count on, maybe a Matt Boyd option in there. And then, hey, we're going to throw, you know, this guy's going to throw 2 innings, or this guy's going to throw 2 innings, and then you bullpen it the whole way. I think the opposite. I think there might be 2 relievers I truly trust right now. I like to throw some of those guys, but you can't use the same formula. Whereas it was like, all right, we're going to go Cade Smith, then Gattis, then Emmanuel, and that's going to be 4 innings of work, and we just got to find 1 or 2 innings from other guys. You can't really do that this year because Cade's now your closer.
Right.
Gattis has been iffy this year. I mean, I think what you're seeing with the bullpen this year and why they had to reinvent it is, and I think they predicted this, you just pitched them so much last year, so many of those guys just ran out of gas.
I hope Stephen Vogt is listening right now and he takes you up on your suggestion.
But he has to say, courtesy of Nick Wilson.
Yes, you do.
I do want credit for it. If it's one thing that I want in this world,
it's credit.
It's credit. The Browns did not give me credit for guaranteeing a win on Friday.
Actually,
they went after the haters, by the way. They went after the people who nobody picked us. Oh, the 8 Fox commentators all picked Green Bay. J.W. Johnson tweeted about J-Dubs. Buddy, where's my Nick Wilson guaranteed the win? What about the homers? You gave the haters their juice. You gave them their minute. Where's the homers? Same thing with Stephen Vogt.
Yeah, well, the homers don't generate the reactions that the haters do. That's the world we live in.
Yeah, but I still want credit. I don't know if I explained that one sufficiently.
No, there's 2 things you want in life: free food and credit.
Yeah, well, I mean, just food in general.
And it's
a little bit sweeter if it is free.
And then if you are the reason for the free food, you also want the credit for the free food.
Oh yeah, I mean, I get to take credit for this because it's my birthday.
Yes, 100%.
So I don't really even have to eat. Like, you were very, very thoughtful to bring in cupcakes, to set up this whole little surprise.
If it wasn't your birthday, you would not have cupcakes today.
No, but very, very kind. But if I wasn't born, you wouldn't be doing this.
100%.
And that's what people are saying.
Exactly.
So I mentioned the 3 true outcomes for the Tigers, and how I think right now they're the most likely of those 3 outcomes for them is they just miss the playoffs.
They're
and
home
by
for
the way,
winter.
I do want the Tigers in the playoffs. And I don't mean it in like the, we're going to beat that ass. No, I want them there because it's more fun. I beat Boston the first round of the playoffs, whatever. The Yankees, I don't really care. The Tigers, I just think the Tigers and Guardians match up so well that it would be a really fun first round, no matter if you win or lose. But I'll go Tigers are going to miss the playoffs. I think that's the most likely outcome for you of those 3 true outcomes: win the Central, secure a wild card spot, or miss the playoffs. Where do you land with the Guardians?
Win the division. They're going to win the Central. I firmly believe it. In my gut.
Yeah, you gotta wait like 5 minutes and then say they're not gonna win the
No, game? No, because I pride myself on my wavering and my thoughtfulness and my back and forth and also my consistency in doing all of the previously mentioned.
Many of those things contradicted each other, just real quick.
They're gonna win the division. I'm standing by it. They're gonna win at minimum 2 or 3 games, and they go into the weekend in the driver's seat to basically send the Tigers into the offseason.
I mean, mathematically, the safer play is you have a wild card spot now. So it stands to reason your job is to not screw that up, even if you are still striving for the division. But I agree. I think
they went 2 or 3. That's the thing. They have the tiebreaker.
Yep.
So you leave this series at worst tied atop the division with the tiebreaker in your back pocket, and then you need to take 2 or 3 to win it basically outright, mm-hmm. because I think that the Tigers are going to take on Boston and lose 2 of 3.
Yeah, I mean, if you're Boston right now, or sorry, if you're Detroit right now, and I know we heard some of it with Jim just a couple minutes ago, you have to look at this and go, this could not have played out worse for us.
Right, 100%.
And I don't know they felt this way 17 games ago
when
you were up so significantly, but now you've got, okay, the team we struggle with, even with our ace, that beat us in the playoffs last year, that just swept us, and after that, arguably a better team than even the Guardians are right now in the Boston Red Sox, who are a more complete team who can beat you in a different way.
If this goes the way I believe it's going to go, the defining moment is going to be last week when the Guardians beat Skubal.
Mm-hmm.
That's when the Tigers lost the division, in my opinion.
Oh, I'm going to say I think it's tonight.
Okay.
I think tonight can be that. If you beat Skubal 2 times in a row, I mean, this guy will win the Cy Young. I think it's kind of fait accompli at this point. And I think this one matters more because, like, there's just times where you look at another team and go, they need this one slightly more than you do. And by the way, they're already the favorites. The Tigers are the betting favorite in tonight's game. So you're the underdog at home. Why? Because of Scooble. The other two games, you are not going to be the underdog. After if I almost guaranteed something there that I'm not going to guarantee because I would never want to jinx this team like this. But like, you will be the favorite again for the rest of this season if you win tonight.
By the way, Paul Hoynes just posted 29,000 tickets sold for tonight's game, so good seats still available.
So the Guardians asked, "Hey, show up, like show up, do the thing, right?" And the fans have done that. It's funny, like when J-Dub said the thing before the Cincinnati game, it struck me a specific sort of way. And I maybe went too hard at him about that because it was like, hey, don't tell me how to fan, right? I didn't take Stephen Vogt saying that the other night the same way. And which I don't know if maybe it's just my relationship to the Guardians as opposed to my relationship with the Browns. But like when I thought that was a call to arms for Stephen Vogt.
Yeah.
And again, like maybe I was just being unfair to J.W. Johnson on that one, but like I thought Vogt was like, no, we're go time. Let's make sure we're all there. Let's make sure we get as many fans here to give us that home field advantage.
Yeah, and let's be honest about it. There have been years where the Guardians have been in this position before and there'd be 18,000 people in the ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know what it is, but it does feel like sometimes baseball fans in this town do need a little extra encouragement to get in the ballpark. And I think a big part of that, though, is we all have big screen TVs at home.
Yeah. I mean, baseball is a very good watch on TV. I also think it's middle of the week.
Yeah.
Middle of the week.
School and Mac, also school day.
It's also worth noting, too, that Hoynesy had tweeted out an hour earlier that the expectation for tonight was 25,000. Mm. So in an hour, that went up by about 4,000 tickets.
I'm going to say that's the Nick Wilson and Daryl Ryder bump. I'm just going to take the credit on that. Roger and Lyndhurst, where are you at with this Tigers-Guardians series tonight?
I hope the Guardians, I was going to say Indians for a minute. I hope they sweep. I think they're going to win tonight. My prediction is 5 out of 6.
So, 5 out of 6 definitely comfortably gets you into the AL Central and hosting the first round. So we like that.
And Nick, just so you know who this is, thank you for the donation today.
Oh, you're welcome, buddy. Roger just lost his. Roger has a service dog named Watson, who's a gold retriever. Golden retrievers. He's in the process of trying to get a new service pup. So not only did he lose his pup, but he lost his service dog. That's a lot to lose at once. If you guys want to see the GoFundMe, it is on my Facebook account if you guys want to help out. Roger, still thinking about you with Watson, buddy. We appreciate you calling in.
Well, thank you.
Bye. All right, buddy. Be good. Roger was afraid I might toss him off the air. And I was like, dude, you just told me your dog died. Like, I might be afraid of very little. We are here to help you with the loss of your pup. So again, Roger's an awesome dude, huge Guardians fan, longtime season ticket holder, and just lost his pup. So hopefully we can get that win for Roger and Watson. So 216-474-0092. If you had to bet on one happening, Guardians win the Central, Guardians secure the wild card spot, or Guardians miss the playoffs, where are you betting today? And dumb rule changes in sports in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
It's not as miserable as I make it seem, I promise. And I want to thank you for being such a wonderful little brother and being so supportive and helpful and full of wisdom that you shouldn't be, because I should be full of that. But that doesn't matter. You are a source of support and love that I cherish every day. Happy birthday. We love you.
Nicholas, I wanted to wish you a very happy birthday today. You are an amazing young man, and you are a joy in my life, and you have been a thoughtful, loving, and caring human being, and savor each day for the gift that it is, because it's a very special day for you. I love you. This is your mom.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
One, I thought you guys were going to make me cry because that's my older sister and my mom. And then my mom made sure to tell me.
By the way,
it's her mom.
Which,
by the way, if it wasn't my mom, I'd be very confused right now. Who's called? Didn't she call me son in the beginning of that? She makes some allusion to the fact, like, I know her voice, obviously. She said something in there that was like, ah, yes, clearly my mom, but she really brought it home with the last one there.
Yeah, she calls you young man at the beginning.
Yeah, which, by the way.
Well, to her,
that is fair. That is fair. That's why I only hang out with the elderly now. Like, I only, the people I 60 or above.
So you feel young?
Yes, because they're like, man, this guy's knees and his ankles don't click when he walks. He walks every day, a couple miles a day. This young man is going, he hasn't had a heart attack yet. This man is going places. I think I had a couple friends that did this in college. They didn't want to lose weight, so they just picked me up as a friend. Because optically, they're like, it's like DeJuan Jones next to Wyatt Teller. The first time I saw
just DeJuan, wanted to fit in.
I was like, huh, Wyatt's looking real svelte these days. Is he 260 now? Because DeJuan was saying, this is the same thing, same principle applies to the elderly. But thank you. Thank you to my mom and sister for that. That is very, very nice. We've gotten, we got JP, and I got to text him because that was very nice what he said, even though he's like 97% of people make it to 40. So
Don't feel too special about it. I mean, Daryl Ryder made it past 40, so I mean, how special could you
be? That's true. I think you actually have single-handedly disproved Darwinism. We would have thought Darwin's like, I'm going to get that bastard one of these times.
If I get to 50, then we can have a conversation about disproving things.
All right. I will tell you.
I'm not going to lie. I've had a few instances in the last couple of months where that became a question.
So I will tell you a birthday story that it's a miracle that I'm still here for. Because I was actually jotting some notes down earlier today, just like freeform writing, trying to get anything that was in my head out so I could prepare for the show. Because sometimes if you're trying to think about the show and you've got other things on your mind, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, I was thinking that I had written this note of like, I'm as surprised as you are that I'm 40. And I was thinking about my 20th birthday. My boy Nate and I, who are best friends going back to Woodridge High School freshman year. We bonded over Cleveland baseball, and then it became Cleveland football, and then everything else. I went to BG together, so we're hanging out at BG on the night of my 20th birthday. And let's just say that I was very happy. And Nate was very happy. Why were we happy? I don't quite recall. but I remember there being something that influenced our mood in a very positive way. Usually maybe you drink one or 12 with a baseball game. And so it was like 12 o'clock at night. And I was feeling, I was 20. It was in the prime of my life. I was feeling like a big, strong bull. And I lined up in a three-point stance. And I said, you're going to watch me rip this. It was like a street post out of the ground. And so
I thought you were going to say you went cow tipping for a moment.
I did tip a cow. It was me. I was the cow because I just ran head first at this sign, shoulder first at the sign. And the next thing I know, I skid across the lawn and I look back and the sign is laying on the ground. And I got up and I was like, mega break for it. I just did what I said I was going to do. As my buddy is wheezing in laughter, it's one of those collapsible signs.
Oh, jeez.
I was so happy that I had no idea. Like a light breeze has these things swinging in the breeze, and I pancaked this thing like I was Danny Shelton jumping on a pile. I hit it as hard as I could. Now, the unfunny part of that is I had shoulder problems for 2 months after, and a bruise on the side of my neck going down just above the top of my man boob. That's where we were.
You had the imprint there?
I had it.
You had the track?
Well, because what hit me was it was actually the sign. The sign, as I was collapsing it, cut down my chest.
Oh man.
And it was like a distinct purple for, I would say, a full 2 months, which was funny until it got cold and everything hurt. I don't know if you've ever had a BG winter. Everything hurts. This was no... that thing. And by the way, for the other part of my moob hurt because of that. We had move issues for a full semester in college because, and by the way, I thought I took it out of the ground. It was 2 days later when I was like, man, I didn't realize how much of it. I took it out of the ground and everything. My buddy's like, it was a collapsible one, you idiot. And I was like, no, it's the fourth one over. He's like, it was the second one over, and that's collapsible. Then we went back and it was still down. Nobody's put it up. So if you want to know what it's like to be Nick Wilson when he gets a little syrup in him.
Great moments in Nick Wilson history.
216-474-0092. Let's go with Sam in Cleveland. Sam, welcome to the show. If you had to bet on one happening right now, Guardians win the Central, they secure a wild card spot in the midst of playoffs, where are you at?
If I had to pick one, which I don't, I'm counting and breathing very slowly, hoping that we can make it to the playoffs. If I had to pick one, I think we can win the division. But that being said, as much as three games against Detroit at the end of the season can help us, it can hurt us much worse too. So hoping for the best, and we really need Bo to keep hitting like he is and all the boys to show up and bat.
Yeah, I'm so glad you mentioned Bo. We were going to get to this at some point, Sam, and I appreciate you, buddy. Go Guards. Hashtag Guards Ball. I really hope this is the real Bo Naylor. Because I think what people have forgotten, when Bo came up, he was a bat-first prospect.
Right, this is what we expected from him.
Yes, and that stretch 3 years ago where he came in, I don't think it was Hedgie. I think we had another catcher, or maybe he did take over for Hedgie, and Hedgie became the backup. He really did some damage to the baseball in that second half of the season, and then since then we haven't seen that hitter until like the last 6 weeks. But him giving you something, like when you don't have corner outfielders that are huge power bats, which on one half you don't have because of Kwan, and obviously the other half because you just haven't found a damn right fielder who you can play for more than 80 games at a pop. When you don't have that, you have to backfill it, that power production, somewhere else. Catcher, shortstop, second base, like those, maybe center field, like those are the places you're trying to backfill some of that from, because you don't even really have it at DH right now, because David's a nice hitter. He's not a power hitter. I think that's the benefit of Bo, and I do think that could be a secret weapon in a playoff series. If this is really Bo turning a corner as opposed to he just got hot, which we've had with almost everybody in this lineup.
Well, hopefully it is him turning a corner, because I think that with the way things were going for the first three quarters of the season, Nick, we were starting, I think, to get to a point where we questioned whether or not he had a future here. And now that he's gotten hot and he's been such a contributor down the stretch, I think that conversation now changes. Obviously, and this is, again, not to put the cart before the horse, but I'm going to stand with my conviction. They win the division. They get in the playoffs. If he can,
he wanted to flip flop.
If I most certainly did not.
He needed to flip flop.
I most certainly did not, or needed to. If they can get this out of him in the playoffs, you feel much better going into 2026 with him as your starting catcher. Because I mean, let's be honest about it: the production offensively from that position prior to, again, this hot streak that Bo has been on, it's been an abysmal mess, and I am being very kind at just calling it abysmal at best.
If you got 240 and 15 to 20 home runs out of Bo, with the defense that he has shown he can offer, that is such a win for what this lineup needs. 216-474-0092. How big of a week do you need from Bo Naylor? We got the lead coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.